From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Violent clashes reported in Libya, where mourners returning from a funeral for anti-government protesters themselves drew government gunfire. The AP reports there are deaths and injuries as a result of today's clash. Internet service has been severed. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi is taking a tough line against the demonstrators in an effort to hold on to his 42-year reign. In Algeria, police thwarted a big rally brandishing clubs but no firearms. In Algiers, reporter Asia Bundawi describes the scene.
They wanted to march down the street, but the police presence was immense. And in fact, from yesterday, they had certain areas of the city cordoned off and police buses sort of waiting for what would sort of happen today. They weren't able to march. The demonstrators, they sort of just stood around and were chanting, and then the police would cordon an area off and start pushing them against the wall.
Asia Bundawi reporting from Algiers. Bahrain's crown prince has withdrawn security forces from the streets of the capital, Manama, that after days of violent clashes between anti-government protesters and security forces. The government there says it is starting talks with opposition groups seeking reform. In Madison, Wisconsin, police estimate well over 5,000 protesters jammed the state capitol building. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports from Madison, the demonstrations are not one-sided.
All week long, critics of the governor's plan have had the run of the Capitol building in Madison with little opposition. But thousands of Tea Party supporters and others showed up Saturday to hear speakers like Herman Cain, a talk show host and likely presidential candidate.
Wisconsin is broke. My question to the other side, what part of broke don't y'all understand?
At the same time, union members and other opponents of the legislation continue their marches through the streets. Governor Walker has given no sign he will back down, saying his bill is the only way to balance the state's budget. And there's still no word on whether Democratic senators will return to the Capitol to permit a vote on the bill. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Washington, the GOP-controlled House has sent the Democratic-controlled Senate a dramatic federal spending bill which would slash $61 billion from domestic programs, including environmental protection, community services, and education. That's the Detroit Symphony performing at the Meadowbrook Music Festival this summer, conductor Joanne Folletta. It could be a while before you hear them again. Musicians are continuing a walkout. Management has now released artists and conductors with the symphony from their contracts. This is NPR News. After a two-day meeting in Paris, Treasury Secretary Geithner, Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke, and the world's other top economic policymakers are pledging to reduce trade imbalances. But as Steve Beckner of Market News International tells us, the question is, how?
Group of 20 finance ministers and central bankers' task was to come up with guidelines for measuring global imbalances. The U.S. runs a huge deficit with China. The latter has built massive dollar reserves. Some fear these imbalances will lead to the next financial crisis. But the U.S. and China remain at odds over China's practice of fixing its currency's exchange rate to the dollar. Geithner calls the yuan undervalued, helping China build its trade surplus. But China remains unwilling to fully submit its policies to G20 scrutiny. The group agrees on the need to reduce excessive imbalances and on a set of indicators to measure them, but at China's behest, there is no mention of currency reserves. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Paris.
The first-ever census of the cosmos is out, and NASA scientists say the universe is bustling with planets, at least 50 billion of them in the Milky Way. Judging by the Kepler telescope, astronomers speculate that at least 500 million of those planets are in the not-too-hot, not-too-cold zone where life could exist. In a scene reminiscent of the movie Homeward Bound, a 2-year-old dog that disappeared near Sacramento has been reunited with his owner after turning up over 700 miles away. The dog, a terrier named Bear, was identified through a microchip after a woman in Tacoma, Washington, found him and turned him into the Humane Society. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.